This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Content Network. On today's episode, we talk with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Christian believes the biggest threat to the energy industry right now is the acceptance of the politically correct, driven environmental anti-gas, climate change, and socially driven misinformation about fossil fuels. As nearly 70% of the energy industry prepares to retire, oil and gas veterans are worried that those entering the industry, especially millennials, will be persuaded by unproven social causes that are fueled with emotional righteousness. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
Well, I'm talking about the Paris Treaty. If the weatherman can't tell me what's going to be the weather tomorrow for sure, how the heck is he telling me by 2050 we're going to decrease the temperature of planet Earth by 0.5 degrees by spending $78 trillion? Some of this stuff is insane that we accept, and the science is just not there against oil and gas to the level that it's been presented. Just take real factually, 1900 Texas. Take Texas in 1900. Average age is about 45. It was the most, or many children died before age 9. Number two causes of environmental deaths were starvation when the crops didn't come in, it was too dry, and freezing to death during the winter. Move ahead to our day and time. People no longer starve to death. We have an obesity problem. We no longer freeze to death during the winter. We graft because the thermostat is either too hot or too cold. The average age lifespan is now 75 and growing instead of 45. And almost all of that is due to oil, gas, and coal, the development of the Industrial Revolution. There used to be plagues that hit planet Earth back in 1900, killing billions of people worldwide. We've almost wiped those out by chemicals, prescription drugs that have been developed from petroleum. So, yes, there are positives and minuses, but the pluses are so far ahead for the fossil fuel industry, which I always enjoy people saying, well, it's not natural, it's not green. I'm thinking, what could be more green than a bunch of dinosaurs and plants dead thousands of feet below planet Earth? That's totally natural, totally green, and that's what produces oil, gas, and coal.
To listen to the full-length interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching, or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.